G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome, everyone, for 5 years now, your longest running Australian wrestling podcast, WRA Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out and enjoyed local pro wrestling this past weekend, or in fact, this past fortnight, because there wasn't a show last week. Unfortunately, I had a little bit of a bit of an issue of stuff piling up on me and a bit of a mental health thing. And, you know, that's what we deal with here in Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm very upfront and honest about that sort of stuff. And, yeah, sort of my own things. And unfortunately, had a death in the family as well, which wasn't cool. It's never cool when that happens. So I took the week off for my own sort of well-being. And that might happen from time and again. And yeah, I'm not going to apologize for it, but I am going to apologize for it, if you know what I mean. So I'm sorry I didn't have a show for you last week, but that was the reason. There wasn't just, I couldn't be arsed doing it. There was a genuine reason behind me not being on your podcast this past week. Great work over the last fortnight from everyone in Australian wrestling. You had MCW with their cracking show. You had Grand Slam with over 2,000 people at that basketball stadium. You had, what else do you have? PWA with Argon Warburg, which I heard tore the place down, which is amazing to see. Everything, Mega Slam last weekend for Riot City Wrestling was apparently a really, really strong show. Everything going so well in Australian wrestling. Of course, we did have a couple of setbacks with the whole Iron Fist Pro debacle, which I won't really get into right now because, I like focusing on the positive in Australian wrestling. Needless to say that I hope if the guy who runs Iron Fist wants to run a next show, he has all his ducks in a row before he does that and make sure everything he wants done is done, because that is the key to being a promoter in wrestling, is to make sure all your ducks in a row, all you've got all your venue locked down, you've got your money ready to pay the wrestlers just in case you don't draw. And that's what it is. You can't be just sitting there going, I hope I draw enough to pay these guys. You have to already have your money ready to go. So in case you don't draw, they still looked after. I mean, you might be quite willing to take a bath on shows. You might quite willing to, look, I'm going to do these shows because I'm going to take a loss on it, but you know what? It's what I'm going to do to try and build this. That's fine. Be upfront about it before you do that. Don't take a loss off someone else's pockets. And that's what apparently happened in that case, which is terrible to hear. And hopefully, if he runs another show, which I don't know if he will or not, if he does, he has all his ducks in a row this time and will not be making those same mistakes. Anyway, let's focus on the good stuff. And the good stuff, of course, is World Series Wrestling announced that they have their new tour coming up in June, and their headlining act being Pentagon Jr., which is amazing. And Joey Janela was announced today. So that's two really good names coming out for World Series Wrestling. But of course, as soon as World Series Wrestling announced their tour dates and where they're going, they have their inevitable comments on Facebook, like, why no Adelaide? Why no Brisbane? Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. They never come to Perth. Oh, well, you can talk. They haven't come to Newcastle in God knows how long. Oh, yeah, but what about us in Tasmania? All that sort of jazz. And I just read all this stuff, and the assumptions fans were making as to why they don't come to this town. Well, I know why they're not coming here, because blah, blah happened, and Austin Aries doesn't like this, and blah, blah, blah. So what I thought I would do is I contacted the head honcho at World Series Wrestling, Adrian, and said, look, mate, do you want to come on the show and just tell people exactly why you're not hitting up these towns on this? Well, I know for a fact why not this tour, because it's a three-day tour. Didn't have much time to do it. But he does explain all of that on this episode. Really good chat. Up front and honest is Adrian, one of the most honest men I've witnessed in professional wrestling here in Australia. Also gets to answer a lot of your questions that you left on the Wrestle Radio Australia Facebook page and the Instagram page, and also on the World Series Wrestling page itself. So I threw a lot of those questions from you guys at him, and we got all the answers. And that is right now here on Wrestle Radio Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of
I am joined here this evening by a man that, well, pretty much runs the big, well, one of the biggest wrestling promotions in Australia, World Series Wrestling. Adrian, how are you tonight, mate?
Really good, mate. Excited. We've got tickets on sale tomorrow. We've announced two amazing stars already. I'm pumped and I'm excited to get on another wild ride of getting geared up for another great tour.
Yeah, you announced Pentagon originally and now Joey Janela was announced.
Yeah.
Today. Was that a make-up for him missing that other tour?
Well, he's part of our plan moving forward, and unfortunately he was unable to come to the last tour because he got injured. He was devastated, and he was so keen to come back, and we've just been in constant contact, and I said, let me know when you're ready to go. So he spoke to me a little while ago and let me know when he was going to be ready to rumble. So he's all in, ready for June. So absolutely.
That's got to be like... You've kind of been bug bit as a promotion lately, because a lot of the times when you've announced like the internationals coming down, they've been injured not long before they're scheduled to come down to you. How hard is that for you guys to be able to plan? I think somebody even asked on the page, is there a reason why you actually bring them out and you don't actually find another international, or is it sort of the fact
okay. So it just depends. So on that, touch wood, we don't like any injuries, and nor do they. And truly, like, whenever we sign talent to be a part of what we're doing, they're genuinely very excited to come down and be a part of the whole World Series Wrestling touring group. They, it's got a great reputation. The shows are fantastic. The wrestlers themselves are equally as looking forward to coming down as we are to have them, you know. And the first sort of injury wave we had was Joey Janela, but luckily we had enough time that I was able to get onto Bandito, who was also pushing to come down, and he was a great replacement, and I think he was like one of the show stealers on that tour, so that was great. And then literally, I'm just trying to even think back now, who else was there? Yeah, then Joey Ryan got injured, I think like a week before the tour started, and at that late time, it's impossible to get a replacement. I mean, I'm sure there's wrestlers available, but we don't bring anybody into the country without a proper working visa and all that sort of stuff. So it's physically impossible to get a working visa, within sort of 5 working days, or even less, because you'd allow time for them to fly and all the rest of it. So in a couple of circumstances, it's been just sort of too late to get a replacement. But you know what? I think every time they've come, they've felt bad, and they know the quality of shows that we like to deliver. So they've sort of come out and tried to entertain fans, for a significant portion of the show.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? So people got their money's worth. And
yeah,
so
well, you look when Cody was injured, he still come out and did something on every show. So he still was a part of the show. He just couldn't actually wrestle.
Absolutely. And even the meet and greet, he sort of hung around for before he came back in intermission, after the show. He said to me he wanted to meet every single fan and apologize to them and so on and so forth. So, which I thought was great of him, because a lot of people could have just sort of rocked up, waved to the audience, hey guys, I'm injured, and sort of sat in the back all night. But no, he wasn't like that at all. So he was fantastic.
Mm. How have they been overall since the resurgence of World Series?
Yeah, since our first conversation.
Surely now that you must have almost internationals calling you, wanting to be booked on the tour, being that the guys that go back always speak so highly of the promotion.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really a joy for me. Sort of, you know, obviously that when we spoke, you know, whatever time it was now, obviously over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago maybe, we, you know, when I was sort of reignited the fire, I was nervous as well. We had signed some great talent, Ricochet, who's now thriving in, you know, NXT and Raw and stuff. And we had Zack Sabre Jr. and obviously Austin Aries had just literally finished with WWE, so he was a hot ticket. And we had, you know, like people like X-Pac and stuff like that as well. The tour was great. It went really, really well. It was really well received in all cities. The talent loved it, you know, and obviously went back and reported well. And then the whole equation just changed. So, it was a new territory that the workers were embracing and really wanting to be a part of and wanting to grow and wanting to see thrive. So what was great is we built some really great relationships from that, not only with the performers but even with the major promotions in the United States. And that's helped us, you know, to get where we are today. And then along the way we've sort of had a really great, you know, eclectic mix of wrestlers from, you know, all different promotions, all different, you know, styles of wrestling. You know, we've had some hardcore characters to some high flyers to some technical wrestlers, you know, like the Matt Riddles and obviously I mentioned before Zack Sabre and, you know, the Young Bucks with the Briscoe brothers. You know, Abyss, it was great to host his farewell tour. You know, he had a real great experience at World Series Wrestling, was very eager to come back and see out his career with us in Australia, which I was very honoured and proud to be a part of. We'd spoke about that for quite some time. And then when it came to fruition, you know, WWE made him cancel all his other bookings, but they allowed him to finish up with us, which was a credit to them and to him and to us. So that was great, you know. So he came down and did his thing, and he was really, you know, injured and broken and all that by the time the end of the tour came. But yeah, he had a great send off in Sydney and Penrith, which was, you know, a wonderful memory for everyone that was there and everyone who was a part of it, which was great. But yeah, sorry to get back to your original question. It's been a great journey. It's been a great ride.
it must be hard trying to get, because of the amount of internationals you bring out and the different groups that they're from, it must be hard to try and coordinate dates to be able to say, we need, like, because it's usually a 4 or 5 night tour for you guys. It's got to be hard for you to find a 5 night block where every one of these people are free.
Yeah, that's the biggest conundrum we have. Like, if I was just bringing out one guy or three guys or whatever, obviously much easier. But because we really try to pick such a diverse mix of guys from Ring of Honor, from Impact Wrestling, now from All Elite Wrestling, we've got great partnerships with all those people, and we really get to, you know, get all these amazing talents, which I think is what makes World Series Wrestling so unique, not even in Australia, but just on a global scale. Like, the wrestlers get to come to Australia and have matches they can't have anywhere else. And that's exciting for the wrestlers as well. Like, they come in, you know, requesting matches and things like that because they know they can't wrestle whoever it might be in the United States or whatever. But, but the conundrum then becomes that trying to tee it up. So you might be able to get whoever it is from Ring of Honor, whoever it is from All Elite, but then the guys from Impact Wrestling or from wherever else might have a TV taping, might have a pay-per-view, might have whatever. So just trying to coordinate the dates is the biggest handbrake that we experience. And then obviously once you align all those things, and as you know, like, wrestling's not like it was 10 years ago. Like, these wrestlers seemingly wrestling shows almost every night of the week. So to try and get them to fly to Australia, which they lose 2 days, then fly back, it's another day, and then be here for whatever. Like, they're here for, you know, a good week or more, and to take that out of their schedule when they can get booked in California, Chicago, New York, and whatever, you know, it's got to be worth it for them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's got to be hard, isn't it? Because if you're a 4 day tour, you pretty much have to book them out for 7-8 days just through travel.
Absolutely, and again, you know, not people realize that, but yeah, all those kinds of things, and so again, getting the talent is one, which is great and part of the joy of the whole experience, and then you've got the issue of trying to tee up venues on those dates to make it all work. So sometimes it works really well, and then other times it doesn't. You know, it's like, even for example, this June tour that we've got, originally our plan was to do 5 cities. So we wanted to return to Adelaide, and we did want to return to Brisbane. And I know I've been in contact with a few people up in Brisbane trying to find the appropriate venue and whatever up there. And and we had all the dates sort of cancelled out for 5 dates. Unfortunately, we weren't going to return to Perth this tour just because of the time. And and honestly, just the venues didn't align, number one. And then a couple of the key signings that we have, they physically couldn't commit to being away for so long. So it was sort of like, oh, do we just not do the tour and maybe do it later in the year when, you know, all those dates are available? Or because, you know, some of the signings that we have announced and are announcing, I thought were just such a major coup, and I thought, you know what, our fans deserve to see them one way or another. And now other wrestlers need to, you know, would love to have the experience of wrestling some of these characters and putting on these dream matches and these one-off matches. I thought, you know what, better to take the three dates and rather than, you know, none at all.
Mm. And it wasn't a case of you picking Sydney and Melbourne. And I think I even wrote this on your Facebook page. It's more a fact of, like, Sydney and Melbourne are your places where you're pretty much guaranteed you're going to sell out because they're such a hard, like, fan base for you. So that would be the reason pretty much you picked those two cities, yeah? And easy enough for travel for the guys.
Well, it's a lot of things. So, number one, the venues were available. So if they weren't available, we may have had to skip one of them, to be honest with you. But thankfully, the venues were available, so that obviously made life easier.
Yeah.
Number two, Melbourne, we've had great success there. We've won whatever number of shows, and they've, you know, pretty much all been sellouts. The last two, we were shy maybe 20 tickets of a sellout on one of the nights. But, yeah, fundamentally, they've been really well received, and the crowd's generally great. But in saying that, the crowds everywhere are great. They've all been very receptive to the shows. It really comes down to venue availability. But, yeah, but also, too, Melbourne's population is huge. Sydney's population is huge, so they're going to always sort of garner, you know, slightly more people. But as I said, like, even I think out of the tour last time, the Adelaide crowd was the loudest. Like, I, you know, even the wrestlers were talking about it. And Joey Ryan said to me, wow, that chant that he got in Adelaide against a Riot City Wrestling star, Gabriel Eros, was one of the longest chants he's ever had in his career. So he was blown away. And even the wrestlers in the backstage were blown away by the response that Gabriel's entrance got. Like, it was just and they were joking, like, oh, it was like Hogan and The Rock, haha, in Toronto all those years ago, you know.
the kids, but it was funny.
Yeah, like, it was great, you know. And that was a special moment for, I know, for both of them, but even just for all the wrestlers in the back, you know. So, yeah, as I'm saying, like, the Adelaide crowd was hot, so it's not a matter of, oh, the Adelaide crowd was hot and the Melbourne's not and this one, that. Generally, everywhere, the response is always very positive. So when I see, you know, comments on social media like, oh, but, you know, Perth didn't sell out or Brisbane didn't sell enough tickets, can I be honest, it's actually, that's sort of irrelevant for us. It takes time to build a market, and everywhere we've been very, very well received. Whether it's a sellout or whether there's 20 tickets left, that's not the aim of the game. We're out to sort of put on amazing shows across Australia. And sure, we may not do Brisbane every tour. Sure, we may not do Adelaide every tour. Sure, we may not do Perth every tour, or Tasmania, or Darwin, or Canberra. But we're trying to, you know, mindfully get around Australia as much as we can. But there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of considerations. And as you said, like, getting obviously to Melbourne to Sydney is convenient. It's a lot easier. Obviously, doing two shows in Melbourne is really convenient. The wrestlers love it. They love spending time in Melbourne. And obviously, one less travel day makes life a lot easier on their bodies and whatever too. So there's so many moving parts that we need to take into consideration. But it's a great experience so far.
And the biggest problem I know, at least, that you have with Brisbane is just finding venues.
Yeah, like, you know what, the Tivoli was great. Like, I loved it. It had a great atmosphere. The crowd there were great. I remember talking to Brian Cage after. He goes, I love that Brisbane crowd. And I said, yeah, it was cool. And he goes, oh, I was over and they were, you know, whatever. And I said, yeah, it was great. And he was disappointed we couldn't go back. But to be honest, just that particular venue, we'd had a lot of, as I said, it was a great venue, really enjoyed it. They literally just doubled their price on me. So whether that was the fact that, we don't want wrestling back here again, yeah, or whether, you know, whatever. And it just, to be honest, just really priced themselves out of the market. So that's why I haven't returned there, not because I haven't wanted to, but just that price was just become astronomical. So
it wasn't about Austin Aries?
Oh, yes, the famous ring thing. Yeah, well, I mean, you know what, in fairness, he was concerned about his safety, which is you know, 100% fair.
Yep.
And I know a couple of other wrestlers, obviously not as publicly vocal, also had some concerns about the ring. But to be honest, I know that the gentleman there with the ring has rectified that now, and that's all cool. And I know there's heaps of other rings up in Brisbane that are all fine, so that's not an issue at all. And if it was a genuine concern about, you know, one particular wrestler refusing to wrestle in that ring, well, then quite simply, he wouldn't wrestle in that ring, or she wouldn't wrestle in that ring, and they wouldn't be a part of the tour, or they wouldn't wrestle on that night. As simple as that. But at the end of the day, the promotion's my promotion, the events are my events, and we do them how we want to do them. Yeah. So, I read all those things too, and I just feel like, you know, writing a big long essay on these things, but whether it's politically correct to do so or not, I don't know. But, yeah, it was great to be able to talk about it tonight. And, so the ring is beside the point. And it's not because we don't want to come to Brisbane or we don't want to go back to Adelaide. I mean, Adelaide's my home city. I love to do it here. It's easy for me.
And it's a great venue.
Oh, but you know what? Then that's the thing. Like, we started at Don Polski and we're packing out the venue and had a great atmosphere. Now we've been able to run the show at HQ, and I know Riot City run their shows there. And gee, they're just like, to another level. So when we did ours, I was blown away. Like, I was absolutely blown away. We had TV executives there from Channel 9, from Channel 7 and Channel 10. They were blown away. Like, yeah. The lighting, the sound, the screams, and then honestly on top of that, world-class wrestling. Like, when your opening match is Bandido and Flamita versus Villain Enterprises, yeah. That just honestly blew the roof off of HQ. Like, it was just a ridiculously good match, and just set the bar so high, you know.
That Bandito and Flamita match, I think you live-streamed on Facebook. That was amazing.
Oh, mind-blowing. Yes, that was amazing. Yeah. And, you know, well, like, when we signed both of them, I was just so excited, and I just sort of thought, you know what, there'd be a lot of fans out there. Who's Flamita? Oh, I've heard of Bandito. I saw him last time or whatever, and I just thought, you know what, fans, I don't know, you know, just to be able to have the experience of seeing these two, you know, world-class luchadors live, it's just, you know, it's not something you get to see often, so.
Yeah, there was a time no one knew who Rey Mysterio was.
So true.
And then you
so
saw true. It. Like, when I, back in, geez, this is going to age me now. Back in 91 when I went to Wrestle Riot at the Theban Theatre.
I was there, dude. I was there.
I didn't really know who
Thunder Liger.
Yeah, I did not really know who he was. And then I saw him, I was like, holy shit.
Yes, I was exactly the same. I'd seen the name in like those magazines, you know, Pro yeah. Wrestling Illustrated and Wrestling Insider and stuff like that. But they used to pronounce it Jushin Riger, R-I-G, yeah. In the magazine. But yeah, and I'd sort of seen his name in the top 500, and I thought, oh, he's up there. He must be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was incredible, and he wrestled Chris Benoit on that tour.
Yes. And literally all I saw that night, all I wanted to do was get my photo with the Big Boss Man and Smash. But by the end of the night, I was massive fans of the Malenko brothers, massive fan of Chris Benoit.
Oh, how good are they?
Massive fan of Liger. You know what I mean? It's just the younger guys that I've never seen or never heard of before, only because of how sheltered we were back then to see all that stuff.
Absolutely. We're spoiled these days. Oh. Back then, like, you know, we spoke about this last tour, like, it was just a last conversation. It's just, very hard to get that sort of stuff, to watch it, to read about it. But, and I think it's the same with, like, the Banditas and Flamitas. They were here, and they just, you know, mind-blowingly good. Mm. And honestly, I'm thrilled to bits to have Pentagon coming on down, and obviously Joey Janela will return, and there's a few more fresh faces and some old faces and whatever, so it should be a really kick-ass tour.
Yeah, you did the second tour you did the iPay-per-view?
Third one, I think.
Third one?
Are you
planning on doing that again?
You know what, we'd love to. We had a really great response. We had a lot of buyers from around the world. Just logistically, it's quite a big thing, and to be honest, I'm not super tech savvy, so it just depends on getting the right team around us to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite involved, so it's not a matter of just sort of hooking up your iPhone and filming it. So, so I would love to do it, but I almost feel like when it was finished and then, like, within a week, we're sprinting to organize the next one, you know, so it's not like we're sort of sat back and had, you know, 2 months off and thought, okay, let's get organized on our pay-per-view, let's organize this and that. So while we're still in the whole live promoting bracket, the iPay-per-view has sort of taken a back seat, but it's something that we'll definitely consider again if we can organize it, and we definitely will, but at this stage it's not on the cards for June.
Yeah. Big shout out to Dane too, who does a lot of your production.
Oh, like, he's champion!
So
champion.
Good.
Yeah, Brain and Dad, sorry guys. Dane and Brad, my two bros. They're the Adelaide office for World Series Wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah, he was, I was talking to him yesterday, and he was talking about coming on the podcast as well with you. And
we're going to have like a three-way.
Yeah, and I just said to him, I'm just going to ask Adrian all the softball questions and give you all the hard ones.
absolutely. But, all good. It does. It's a great team, and it works really well. And, they do an amazing job with all the lighting and sound and all that, all the production stuff, which is great. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I've got some got some questions from some guys who posted on the Facebook wall. I think even some that were posting on yours. And then believe me, that it's not going to be Wino Brisbane, so don't worry about that.
Oh, I'm happy to answer. I wish I was coming back to Brisbane. Even on the last tour, we were talking about in the back of the bus, saying, oh, are we going to go to Brisbane or Gold Coast? I said, absolutely. I said, I've just got to find the venue up there. And then one was asking, you know, one of the same one. I said, double the price. Oh, fuck that, they said. I said, absolutely. And they said, oh, if we go up there, can we spend a day? We'll go hit the theme parks. And I said, no worries, guys. So everyone's keen. So anyway, we'll get there. Hopefully next time. Sorry, what's the question?
Okay, I'm going to cover off some now. First one is from Jason D. Batista. Are there any plans for partnering with AEW in the future?
Okay, so absolutely. We're very open. Absolutely. We've got a great relationship with all those guys there. And to be more specific, does he mean a combined show? Does he mean an All Elite show here presented by World Series Wrestling? Does he mean just working with their talent? Because, at the moment we are working with their talent. We've had the Young Bucks, we've had Cody, we've had Hangman Page.
We've had a predominantly AEW
Absolutely. We've had SCU. We've now got Pentagon and Joey Janela, who are all under contract to All Elite. So we are working with them. We're getting all their talent. But as far as like a complete All Elite show, well, that's something that will need to be looked at in the future. They're still getting themselves started, if you know what I mean. So they've got their own agenda for 2019. Is that what we're in? 2019.
Yep.
So,
that's you.
but absolutely. Great relationships there, and hopefully something that we can build on as time progresses.
Okay. Michael Roche asks, what's the hardest thing about putting on these tours?
Heaps of things, to be honest. So, there's heaps. There's so much that goes into it, it's not even funny. So apart from getting the wrestlers is one thing, which is fine. Then coordinating all their travel, their visas, all that stuff, like all that paperwork is extremely time consuming, and just waiting for it to get processed and whatever. It's a big rigmarole. And then logistically, once they all arrive, making sure they arrive safe and just getting to the venues and then running the shows, making sure everything runs smoothly. You know, there's a lot of moving parts, but it's all good, mate. I enjoy every minute of it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be, you know, still here after whatever number of tours it's been. So,
Yeah, well, you haven't had one stinker yet, so you're doing all right.
Oh, touch wood. Keep on keeping on. But and that's the thing too, like going back, I think earlier we spoke about, trying to coordinate wrestlers and venues and whatever. And you know what? I have a very specific taste of wrestler that, you know, I want working in World Series Wrestling and we're trying to, you know, build up with. So because you know, there's that type of wrestler that you would have, you know, got an idea from all the tours, that's what we like to bring. So to be able to do a tour, it all comes down to the, you know, to the wrestlers. So if we're going to just get any wrestler that's sort of, you know, around the place, then, yeah, they can come and do all five shows and six shows or hang around for 2 weeks, you know, but that sort of might not be the wrestler that we're really wanting to get as part of our World Series Wrestling brand as well. Anyway, sorry, I digress.
No, go on, mate. It's all good. Andrew McLeod asks, how do you recruit the international talent? Because he thinks some insight into that process would be very interesting.
It's a couple of ways. So in the earlier days, you were just sort of literally just reaching out to them and just breaking the ice, building rapport and seeing if they're available and what they're, you know, just basically making contact with them and letting them know what we were doing here and whether they wanted to be a part of it. But again, like touch wood, because we're sort of a few tours in now, it's sort of a little bit the other way around that talent sort of are contacting us saying, hey, you know, when can I come down? I'd love to be a part of it. We hear great things. We want to be a part of, you know, this movement. So, yeah.
And that's some credit to the way you run your shows, really, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Hopefully, I mean, I'm sure if we're doing a bad job, the word would spread even quicker. So, we wouldn't be able to get some of the guys we could get because, you know what, when people are in demand, why would they fly 24 hours to Australia to wrestle when they can wrestle up the road and get the same money for the same, you know, same result? Do you know what I mean? So, Yeah, I think so. Obviously, that all helps, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Andrew also asks, what is your vision for World Series Wrestling 1 year from now, or say 5 years from now? What do you want to keep growing it, or are you just happy to do these tours every couple of months, sort of deal?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty open minded. I'm enjoying the tours. Ultimately, there's a few things to be honest, I'd love it to be on television. I would love World Series Wrestling to have an hour show, or half an hour show, or 2 hour show. Once a week, every week, or for a block of time. I noticed that a promotion in New Zealand just got a TV deal, which I think is a fantastic and credit to them.
Yep.
They obviously run a great outfit down there. I'm not that familiar with what they're doing, but, great exposure for them and more eyes on their product, which is outstanding. And I know it would be great if we could emulate something here, you know, just to put on some regular weekly TV shows with our internationals, and obviously, you know, the top Australians as well, just giving them a platform to get more eyes on them and experience wrestling with internationals and whatever. Yeah, so that's basically the vision. I mean, I'd like to make the tours a bit more regular and a little bit more long-lasting, almost like a New Japan thing, where maybe every month or every 2 months there were tours, and mm-hmm. we were, you know, doing Brisbane and Perth and Adelaide, but also even maybe some smaller tours where we went to Newcastle or Canberra or, you know, wherever. So, there's a lot of different strings to the bow, but it all just takes time. And the problem is I run a full-time business as well, so I haven't got, you know, 12 hours a day just to devote to World Series Wrestling, unfortunately. So at the moment, we just do the best we can. But, yeah, ideally it'd be great to get something on television regularly or increase the touring side of things or whatever. Yeah. But, yeah.
You mentioned about having the international guys against the top Australian guys. How do you choose which Australian guys you're going to be on? Because I've noticed that nowadays, the last couple of tours especially, you've had some of the bigger name Australian guys, but you've also picked some of the younger guys coming up, like your Gabriel Arias and stuff like that. How do you go about choosing those younger guys to give the shot to?
I think I might have mentioned this before somewhere. My awareness of Australian wrestling is quite high. Like, I keep up with what's sort of happening, but as far as actually seeing content of the different performers, it's hard. Like, I can't watch Channel 9 and watch, you know, the different promotion on there. So, and I'm not a big streamer or technology person, so I don't really, sorry to call it, but, you know, like, I'm not really into sort of, oh, look, I was able to download a match from such and such a promotion, so I don't really get to see a lot. So I just go by maybe little snippets I see on social media, and then you can see when someone's gaining momentum, you know. So and I think, you know, it's great that we had, like, you know, the Jonah Rocks of the world, mm-hmm. and the Slexes and the Robbie Eagles and all those guys, who are fantastic, the Mick Moretti's and the Jack Bonzes and all the rest of it. But, last tour, the Velocities wrestled Bandito and Flamita in Sydney, and that was, you know, I thought it was an incredible opening match. Mm-hmm. And I know the boys enjoyed it, and Bandito and Flamita loved it. I think it's good to have a little bit of mix of some fresh blood and obviously these established guys as well. And even for the established guys, they get a kick out of it. And, you know, again, one of the highlight matches for me was the Nations versus SCU. That was great in Sydney. That was a phenomenal six-man match. It lived up to every expectation. I know that SCU were wrapped with the guys.
I know that was one of Bonza's dream matches as well.
Oh, really? There you go. So I thought that was great. And just even to get that feedback from Christopher Daniels afterwards, like, you know, we sat down and often after the tour, or it was after the tour, after the show, I'll often sit down and talk to the guys individually, and they'll sort of just give me their feedback on different talent and so on and so forth. And, yeah, that was really, you know, just positive to hear that. So, So as far as picking goes, yeah, I just sort of try to keep my finger on the pulse. And then also, too, you give them an opportunity, and if they – whatever the saying is, if it rises to the top, then great. And if it sort of thinks, oh, you know, it was okay, but, you know, it didn't really live up to my expectations, then, you know, maybe next time we pass. And it also depends on who's coming and who sort of match up well with them too. So,
yeah, exactly.
It's quite a subjective thing, but, yeah.
Okay. Callum Rule asks, who is the person you most want to bring out, and who has been your favourite personally marking out moment that you've brought the guy out, sort of thing?
Okay. who would I love to bring out? Okay, there's a lot of guys I'd love to bring.
It's hard without tipping your hat, isn't it?
No, I'm happy to tip the hat. I'm a pretty straightforward person. I would love to bring, I know we get asked every day for Kenny Omega, so he would obviously be amazing to bring, whether he wants to come. I got an impression once he did, but anyway, that was a while ago now. But Kenny Omega would be great just because he's obviously the top in the world at the moment, really. Mm-hmm. Then obviously there's some WWE guys which are contractually not even worth talking about, but obviously it'd be great to get AJ Styles back and Samoa Joe back, 13 years later or 14 years later. But yeah, that'd be great to get those guys back. But yeah, as far as unsigned WWE guys, I think Kenny Omega would be on the top of the list. Mm. And as far as my marking out moments, I don't know, maybe I'm getting too old now. I don't really mark out anymore.
old and jaded.
No, I don't know. Maybe because I'm sort of running as a business, I just sort of see them, I don't see them like that. But yeah. I'll be honest, the only person that sort of, when I met them, I thought, wow, you've really got the aura of superstar, was Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
When I met him, and we really got on very, very well, and we still keep in contact today. But, he was just a guy that you could just see was exuded professionalism and star power. And I just sort of thought, wow, yep, you can see why you're where you are. Well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. He was one guy that I saw, he gets it, Yeah.
Do you worry about bringing out guys like Brian Cage, Joe Ryan, Austin Aries so much that it might affect their draw or lessen their draw over tours?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, at the end of the day, World Series Wrestling, we're not just about just putting on shows with matches. So we still have to build up a core roster of guys and create, simple storylines that can sort of flow on from one tour to the next, because they're obviously not weekly or monthly. They're sort of a few months apart. So we definitely need to have some continuity. And certain guys, for the time being, definitely will be a part of that. So, Brian Cage has sort of reinvented himself now. When he first came back in the day, a lot of people wouldn't have known who he was. They've heard about him or might have seen him on Lucha Underground. And ever since our first tour now, he's really, blown up in the US. And obviously he's in Impact Wrestling, but he saw CC Wrestling everywhere. Jericho Cruz and so on and so forth. So he's really gone to another level. And in saying that, so now people are fans who are coming are more aware of him and obviously getting used to seeing him and what he lives up to, and he's so unique. So someone like him's always got a space on our roster. And also too, now he's created this tag team with Flip Gordon. Obviously he's Ring of Honor, Brian Cage, Impact Wrestling. So just having that union from two different promotions is amazing in itself. Mm. So he's reinvented himself and he's obviously gunning for tag team gold. Last time that was on their agenda, but it didn't happen because of Flip's injury, which we found out when he landed. But but I'm sure next tour, those two will be wanting to return and obviously wanting to team up. So, so we try and mix things up a little bit. Joey Ryan's Joey Ryan. He had his run as a tag team star, as a concrete don, which now he's back to singles competition. He just brings a polarizing perspective. A lot of fans aren't into the whole dick thing, which I understand. He's just entertaining and just brings a whole different dimension to the show. So, I think he's great. And so there'll always be some returns. And anything people like Marty Scurll. Marty Scurll is probably one of the hottest guys on the circuit at the moment. If he's not Ring of Honor World Champion by mid-April, I think it'd be shocking. And now he's created his own faction, Villain Enterprises, which started at World Series Wrestling when Brody King emerged and, they became a tag team and tag champions, So, there's lots of things that are happening. Obviously, there's a few returns. This tour, there'll be a lot more fresh faces. And whether it affects the draw or not, I don't know. It depends what fans' expectations are. But we always try to have some fresh guys with some, with some returning people as well. So,
Thank you so much for coming on, mate, and clearing up some... I know you wanted to come on and clear up some of the questions that the fan asked, because they absolutely flood. Every time you put up one of the tours, they flood it. Why aren't you coming here? Why aren't you coming there? It's good to have you come on and actually verbalize what the issues are.
Just in summary, just in case people sort of tuned out and weren't listening to me in the last 20 minutes or whatever, you know, we love to come to every city, and whatever the draw, whether Sydney gets an extra 100 people or Adelaide gets 50 less people, it makes no difference to us. We're just there every show we've done in every city. Crowd's been fantastic. The crowd in Perth, fantastic. Crowd in Sydney and Hurstville, fantastic. The crowd in fantastic Melbourne, everywhere. You know, I mean, it really has been. And every show, we hop back in the tour bus and the guys just go, oh, my God, that was great. Like, they've never left one show and the guys sort of said, oh, that was the shits. You know, like, they've all just, oh, my God, that was better than last night. Oh, my God, my match was great. You know, da-da-da-da-da. So, we'll always come back wherever we can. It's just trying to coordinate the ship, that's all. And
finding venues that can actually do your production that you want to do to put across the best
like
you
absolutely.
Can.
And that's the other thing too. Like, sure, we can put a show on in a tin shed, but that's not what we want to do. Do you know what I mean? Because it all comes down to the experience. So we can put that show on in the tin shed. Fans come. Oh, that was just average. I felt like I was at a such and such a show. And if that's the case, well, then why would they come back next time? Yeah. So
From day one, I've always said, You could give somebody the best looking steak on a dirty plate, and they're not going to enjoy that meal because of how it's been presented to them.
Absolutely, and in Adelaide now that we run shows at HQ,
it's hard to go back.
you can't. Like, honestly, you can't. Like, it's like a mini WrestleMania. Like, that lighting and production is mind-blowingly expensive, and you know, it just takes the whole show to another level. And you can't go back. It's not even fair on the fans, it's not fair on the wrestlers, you know, who are used to performing, you know, here. You can't go down to there now, you know.
No, exactly. Tickets are on sale now for this tour?
Absolutely. So they'll go on sale tomorrow morning, but I'm not sure when the podcast will be.
It'll be up tomorrow morning.
they're on sale right now. So check out Ticket Tech if you're in Sydney or planning to head down to Sydney for the show. And through OutTix in Melbourne. Melbourne, you got two shows. Both shows will be completely different, so grab tickets to both nights. Meet and greets are available, so you're going to meet all the different characters. But it should be another ripping tour. I can't wait.
So that's Friday, June 21 and 22 in Melbourne, and on June 21, 22. Friday, Saturday. Jeez, we'll learn to speak, Todd. Friday, Saturday, June 21st and 22nd in Melbourne, and on the Sunday, June 23rd in Sydney. Tickets, if you don't remember the Ticket Techs and OutTix, go to worldswrestling.com and they'll direct you to the tickets you want to get from there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, mate. Great to chat as always. And just a message to Australia, I hope you're enjoying what we're doing. We're doing it from the heart, and we're trying to put together matches and sign talent that each and every one of you want to see. There'll always be some disappointments, like, oh, I wish I was hoping to see such and such. And trust me, I'm probably wanting to see such and such too. But it just comes down to their scheduling. And as you know, wrestling overseas and in Australia too is really gaining a lot of momentum. There's a lot of shows and a lot of TV tapings and pay-per-views and stuff. So it's just trying to coordinate everybody. But yeah, at the moment we've got a great roster of talent who are only too willing to come back at any time. So and I'm just so happy to see Joey Janela back. He'll be fighting fit. He's really ready to explode. So he can't wait to get down here. So should be a lot of fun.
Can I make a request?
Because please.
You've got Jordan Grace coming out.
Maybe we've announced it.
Well, you've got, she's your champion.
Yeah, she might.
So she might be coming out. You've had her out before.
Yes.
What I'm leading to here, can you get Jonathan Gresham out here?
Oh, I guess she'd like that very much.
Yeah, I know she would. he's legitimately my favorite indie wrestler at the moment in America. I love his work.
Okay. I get so many requests. Even the wrestlers now, just give me requests. Just request upon request.
But I can literally see, like, Jonathan Gresham against Gavin McGavin or Damian Slater or even Chris Basso, and they'd be great matches.
Okay. Well, we can definitely keep him in mind. He's been mentioned. To be honest, I haven't seen him wrestle. I might have seen him maybe once. But Jordan definitely put him over big time when she was here.
Very much sort of like a Zack Sabre type.
Yes, yeah, I heard that. Yes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Very,
and
very
see, like,
good
that kind of, that kind of element is great. It's adds such a different dimension to the show as well.
Exactly, yeah. One of my favourite workers. Anyway, Adrian, thank you very much for coming on tonight, mate.
My pleasure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. And any time, I'm always around. I'd love to do this even after the tour as a recap. It would be great.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Todd.
People say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet. And in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises, or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
It's now time to find out where the action is around the country this weekend. And PCW have their first Ignition show after Grand Slam. It's at the Southeastern Entertainment Center. Tickets for that one are at pcw.com.au. Go and witness the fallout from Grand Slam there. Also in Victoria, Gippsland Pro Wrestling have their show this Saturday night at the Trelagen Sports Stadium. I hope I said that right. Tickets are available from stickytickets.com.au and at the door for that one. That is Gippsland Pro Wrestling at the Trelagen, I'm not too sure, Sports Stadium. I'm terrible with names. Let's move on to New South Wales and Newcastle Pro Wrestling have their show at the Club Charleston this Saturday night. All your favourites are going to be there. Jack Bonza, Matty Wahlberg, Matt Rogers, Carter Deems, the whole crew, pretty much the best in New South Wales wrestling will be at Newcastle Pro Wrestling this weekend, Saturday night. Tickets for that one, of course, are at newcastleprowrestling.com.au. Moving over to Perth, and what was formerly AAW is now Western Pro Wrestling. They have an 18 plus night uncensored this Friday night at the Civic Hotel in Inglewood. Get onto their Facebook page and find out how you can get tickets for that one. New chapter in Western Australian wrestling. It's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. I'll be looking to see any reports coming from that show and see how this new sort of venture or turn for the former AAW goes. And finally, in my home state of Queensland, oh look, I'm booked this weekend. Venom Pro Wrestling have Ascension 4 at the Showman's Club in Yatala this Saturday night. There's a, I think it's a 6-man ladder match for the Brass Ring. The Brass Ring is pretty much like your Money in the Bank. Can unlock against any title at once, any time. Go up, climb the ladder and get that Brass Ring. I know my boy Showtime's going to be in there. You've got Bobby Bishop's going to be in that match. Renegade. Ryan Thorne, I think is another name I know that was announced. Also on that card, you've got Sid Parker, Erica Reed, Tar Lee. Oh, geez, who else is there? Smash Mouth, Mitch Taylor, Smash Face. Jeez, Mitch McCarthy. So many Mitches here. Who else is on there? Oh, JL Gold, of course, will be my boy JL Gold will be defending the Origins title against those two gentlemen. So that will be an interesting matchup. My other boy, Xander Sullivan, I'm going to be all over this show. No triple pay for Toddy, but he'll be there all over that show. So go and check it out, Venom Pro Wrestling. Hit up their Facebook page for ticket details, and hopefully I will see you at that show. And that does it for this weekend, Where the Action Is. Any promotions that want to hit up and want their shows mentioned here on Where the Action Is, hit us up on Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode, or book me and I'll definitely mention it because that's what I do and I love whoring myself out as much as I can to professional wrestling promotions. And that is Where the Action Is this weekend. Now, normally at the end of a show, I do a promo lamp where I send it out to a particular promo that I liked this week. But look, I've had a fortnight of watching promos and I found three that I really, really enjoyed. So I'm going to play these here, give you a little quick intro to what they are, play them here, and yeah, we'll go from there. This first one is after the big PWA Black Label match, Caveman Ugg and Matty Wahlberg. Matty Wahlberg delivered a promo backstage, which is just a testament to how good this guy is at promos. Just passionate from the heart, And yeah, amazing. And just check that out. Look, check that out right now here in WrestleRide Australia.
Homework or something.
We take the time to show up here and we feel like we're getting pushed around and bullied.
Get out.
No, you can't bully.
Get the fuck out. I'm being honest. I'm being serious. Get out. I don't care what you ask me.
Look, you were ready for UGG, but were you ready for what just happened outside?
If I could go back in time and I could see Matty Wahlberg at 6 years old and I could tell him in front of Max Watt, sold out crowd, he would take on the best and he would get this close. 6-year-old Matty Wahlberg would be happy. You know why? Because he got to live his dream. But if I could go back in time 1 week and I could tell Matty Wahlberg a week ago that in front of a sold-out crowd, in front of his best friends, in front of his family, he would give UGG everything and he would get this close, he would be nothing but disappointed. No one knows how much I sacrificed for this. I've missed weddings. I've missed birthdays. I've lost best friends that I've had since high school because of this. I've missed time with my family. All the hours of training, all the hours at shows, I can't even have a proper relationship because all I have inside me is to be a wrestler. But it all would have been worth it. It all would have been worth it if I won tonight. Every sacrifice I made would have been worth it. But instead, in front of my friends, in front of my mum, I lost. If I have to sacrifice everything that I have to get that PWA title, I promise that I will.
Yeah, what a great promo. The next promo here is, of course, from my boy, Adam Brooks. A great ladder match that he had, a TLC match with Dowie James against the Brat Pack, came back and filmed a promo after his match, and is very much the same as Matty Wahlberg. Great passion, great fire, great change of emotion in this promo, and it's something that like I didn't want to pass up because I thought it was brilliant. I even messaged him and told him how much I really love this promo, and I love the way he expressed himself, and I love the story he put across in this promo. So check this one out here on Promoland.
Yeah. You want some ice or anything, mate? Or?
Nah, man, like the physical pain will go away. I mean, I've just been through hell, but lately, man, it's more the mental pain. Like, I've been with MCW for 9 years. I came into this company when I was 19 years old, and I've dedicated pretty much my whole adult life to Melbourne City Wrestling. You know, I met a guy that I consider a brother. He's not here anymore. August 2017, I almost walked away from this. I almost walked away from something that I've dedicated half my life to. That hurts. You know, April 2013, my brother, my best friend, Matt, he left. And that night, he looked me in my eyes, my blurry, teary eyes. He looked in my eyes and he said that he was proud of me. Something that's very rare coming from that vlog. I replied and I said, dude, I'm gonna make you even prouder. I'm gonna become MCW champion. 3 tag team reigns. 4 Intercommonwealth reigns, yeah. It's quite the resume. But 6 years later, and I still haven't become the MCW champion. Do you know how much that hurts? That's worse than any pain that I've gone through in my life. I still haven't become MCW champion. Dowie's had 2 reigns. Gino's had 2 reigns. And yeah, I know that I'm traveling a lot, and no surprise, I'm off again soon. But when I am back, and Bid, look into these eyes. When I am back, I promise you, I promise with everything, that by the end of 2019, Adam Brooks will be MCW champion.
I said, I messaged Brooksy after it and after I saw it and said, that was one of the best promos I've seen him do, and just so much fire and passion in his voice when he did that promo. And that leads us to the last promo here this week on Promo Land. And it is a guy that has been away from wrestling for a fair while and is now back at Newcastle Pro Wrestling. And that is Tama Williams. And he tells all about the story in this promo. It gives you a storyline, sort of a very good like background of him and Four Nations and what happened with him and Adam Hoffman. And yeah, just listen to it. It's really good. You can tell that it's almost like he's letting you know where he's coming from and what's going to happen. Really, really good promo. And that's here, the last one for Promo Land this week.
I didn't think I was going to send another one of these in, but after hearing what you had to say, Adam, I thought it might be a good chance to get a few more things off my chest. You talk about forming the Nations, but I have to disagree. At the time, none of us were champion wrestlers because we were so unappreciated. We were the ones at every show, big or small, carrying all the younger guys. Well, title opportunities were getting handed out to whichever interstater were best friends with Ryan Eagles for that particular month. Word on the grapevine said I'd quit. I'd never said that. But it's something I've had to learn to accept over the last few years since I've been back here home living in New Zealand. Don't act like you didn't know I moved to Auckland 4 years ago. Instead of joining everyone, thinking I'd disappeared. Why? Because I don't get used in my own country? Most of the guys here are so stuck in their own little world that they wouldn't even know who I am, let alone know what I've done. People think I've disappeared. Why? Because I don't post on social media? Because I don't suck ass with pointless comments to remind everyone I still exist? And now I'm back. But I'm back because you brought me back. That was your decision. Now you're pissed because I gave you a pile driver. I'll be honest, I was waiting for you to make the first move on me. But it never happened. Maybe you're getting a bit slower in your older age. Maybe a bit soft. Maybe you're getting a bit soft because most of the locker room are graduates out of the House of Free Fighting. Or maybe you're getting soft because now you have your own family. This Saturday night you say you want the Savage Tama Williams? Well, that's good, because in between those ropes, that's the only Tama Williams I know. As for me, I want the old Adam Hoffman. I want the Adam Hoffman who was an arsehole to the AWF rookies, including me when I was 18 years old. I want the Adam Hoffman who was out for himself and only himself. I want the Adam Hoffman that can get the job done, no matter the size difference, without the Four Nations.
And that does it for this week at Wrestle Radio Australia. Once again, big thanks to my guest, Adrian, from World Series Wrestling. Thanks so much, mate, for coming on and cleared up any questions the fans have about World Series Wrestling and when, why they haven't been to certain towns and when they're coming back and all of that sort of jazz. Because he really did cover off pretty much everything that I wanted to know or wanted to ask him about World Series Wrestling and that sort of that deal. So hopefully that shed some light on some things for you guys that were questioning it out there in the pro wrestling landscape. And yeah, would love to have him back on anytime. So that's an open invitation, Adrian. There you go. If you haven't already, guys, make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free and you can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcast from. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. Helps us get inside more ears. Share the show and spread the word about professional wrestling in this country like we do right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia. And on Twitter, at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally, at Beast Eastman. I think we're also on Instagram, at Wrestle Radio AU as well. So hit us up on there, because we post some stuff on there as well. Remember, we have our shirts on Redbubble, Wrestle Radio Australia shirts, or God knows what else. You can put WRA on anything, pretty much. in that Redbubble site, and we will sell it to you. And when we do sell it to you, any profits we make from these go to two of my charities that are very close to my heart, Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life. They are two charities that do a lot for men's health, mental health, that sort of deal, especially Gotcha for Life, which is a real... really something that I really do love. I love what these guys do. They go out to schools and stuff, and they tell boys and teach boys that it's okay to talk about your feelings. It's okay to share stuff. It's better to share stuff than let stuff bottle up inside you. And it's not a sign of weakness if you want to talk about your problems. And that's something that I'm very passionate about. And it's something that I think every Australian male should be looking after every other Australian male, because it's an epidemic of this in... it's an epidemic of this sort of thing in this country. And yeah, so any money we make from selling shirts or coffee cups or whatever the hell it is you buy, that goes straight to Gotcha for Life. Old Toddy here does not see a red cent of it, and I'm fine with that, to be perfectly honest with you. And that will do it for this episode of Wrestle Radio Australia. Like I said, Promo Land was earlier in the show, so we're not going to play one to go out with. But yeah, I'd like to thank... everyone for sticking around and listening to the show. And if you do like the show and you do want to hear more from it, or you want to hear from certain people, hit us up and let us know. But we'll catch you next time right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm Todd Eastman. See you next time.